Meanwhile, Kamala Harris made an appeal to Wisconsin conservatives this week in Brookfield, alongside former Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney and former conservative radio talk show host Charlie Sykes, about how undecided voters should view this election.
The Supreme Court essentially told the former president he will be immune from anything he does in office. So whereas before there was at least some threat of consequence and accountability, that no longer exists.
Although not every Republican who is casting a vote for Vice President Harris will say publicly that they are, there's clearly, you know, a threat associated with that in some instances. But millions will.
It is not about politics. It's not about left versus right. We're talking about the culture and the impact, the coarsening of the culture, the way in which we have been taught to fear and hate one another, and how our debates have just devolved into sort of trolling one another.